Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, welcome to the Jefferson County Commission Court meeting for Monday, July 15th, 2019. We are on the record at 1:31 p.m. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to live in this great nation where our freedoms are numerous and sometimes taken for advantage. Lord, I ask that you give us a selected body to guide us in wisdom to make the right decisions that are legal, ethical, and a representative of the residents of Jefferson County. We ask a special blessing for those that don't have the freedom to worship or government that represents their interests. I also ask a special blessing for those impacted by the recent storm that went into the Louisiana area and on up into the Northeast. Dear Lord, we ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me to sign the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. I appreciate it. I think everybody knows who I am, but just in case, I'm the Executive Director of the Jefferson County Long-Term Recovery Group. If you recall, the Southeast Texas Emergency Relief Fund was named as the Jefferson Long-Term Recovery Group. It started in October of last year. While I was the only one in the organization, we've grown, so we've actually picked up two employees, and one of them's here today. Alana Crook is with me. She's our volunteer coordinator. And Lillian Hill is out working and here today. We also just opened an office in the Foundation of Southeast Texas building, 700 North Street. Appreciate if y'all like to come out and visit. Just to kind of give you some of our latest numbers, we have about 2,400 people have applied for the GLO HAP program. And I think, I don't have Houston's numbers, but have all the other counties' numbers, and that is significantly more than any other county. There's about 201 of them have been, families have been denied from the HAP program, mainly due to taxes or having trouble showing home ownership. So, but currently the good news is we have 82 general land office homes under construction in Jefferson County, and we have 84 families still living in FEMA mobile homes that they have to vacate on August the 25th. But the GLO program is going really great, great guys. We've been blessed in Jefferson County. Lots of organizations helping Hurricane Harvey victims. As, for example, last week we heard 43 cases that we call unmet needs statements, the table of last resorts, and we were able to resolve almost every one of those issues. Another big challenge for us is the GLOs coming in, telling families that they're having, which is a wonderful thing, they got qualified for a home, but they have to vacate their existing homes, and we're trying to find temporary housing with them. Many good organizations have been helpful to us to give us grants. Red Cross, the National Volunteer Organization, Information Technology, Motiva, and many others. So one of the things that the reason I'm here today is to talk a little bit about a housing fair that's going on this weekend. With your permission, Mark,
please,
to hand this out. So y'all may take a copy of this housing fair. So this weekend, in coordination with FEMA, we plan to have a housing fair to bring in different vendors to help with these Hurricane Harvey victims and what, you know, try to match them up with resources with needs. We have about 30 vendors will be there. Really proud that the tax assessor is going to be there. They help folks who have tax problems. General Land Office, HAP program, Workforce Solutions, and the list goes on and on and on. Even Jefferson County Bar Association is going to have their pre-program meetings. We've been working really close with Mike, and his organization has been active in almost every step and been very supportive. So today, I want y'all to know about this fair. If you know someone, I know Commissioner Sunegal is referring some people to us. If you know somebody that needs help, please refer to this fair. If you can put it on your Facebook, we're encouraging people to come. I know Mike's had it on his Facebook for several weeks now, and we appreciate that. We're also looking for anybody that has volunteers that can help us with it. We're more than 40 volunteers, we're about 20 right now. So we'll be looking around trying to get volunteers. But anyway, I want to take a few moments to tell you about the fair. Invite y'all to come if you'd like to come. If you know somebody that needs to come, we encourage you to send.
Hey, Brandon, this number right here, this is your permanent number here, the 409-240-0331.
That's our office number.
All right.
And it rings there several times. It rings to a cell phone.
You said that there had been about 182 people that had been denied because of title issues?
I think it was 200. It's all kinds of issues, title, tax.
Okay, but those individuals that were denied, I assume the Dell Foundation gave a grant to legal aid to assist those people with taking straighten that title issue. So I assume that those people have been referred to the legal aid.
Problem is with the Sherman Act, we can't share information back and forth, so I can't tell you who those folks are. And we're trying to get the information through the GLO to those folks to come there.
Well, then we need to make sure that AECOM, who does have access to those records, knows that there is some assistance available to help them with those title issues.
And I think we got Lone Star Legal, and we got others that are willing to help them. It's a little bit of trouble identifying those folks just because of confidentiality. And we'll work very closely with AECOM, and they'll have a big table there, and they'll be able to draw for this event.
There'll
be
tax
applications in there.
If you can't refer them, and is there any way we can pre-inform people that if you do not qualify because X, Y, and Z with title problems, this would be a place you could go? Is there any way we can prioritize that?
We're asking AECOM to do that.
Okay.
And on top of that, let's just say you qualify for a home, and they're going to build it. Not two or one of those homes, just the other week. It's a fine home.
Yes, sir.
This is so much nicer probably than what they came from. They're doing an outstanding job. But if they're a family that lost their home, they probably lost their furniture too. And so we have resources to help those, and they're being referred to us also.
I'm sure when Mr. Senegal's precinct on Saturday, and it is extremely nice facilities, homes that they're building. I just want to make sure we get the information to, there is a tremendous need in our communities, and we just want to make sure that they understand we're trying to do everything we can to match those homes.
Absolutely. And another reason I'm asking y'all to help get the word around, please tell them to come, feel free to come, and we want to serve everybody that's been hurt.
Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Pierce, for being a few months retired and then coming back and agreeing to serve as the executive director. We appreciate your sacrifice.
It's been a blessing. I've enjoyed it. Thank y'all so much.
All right, last item out of order is item E under County Commissioners. Consider possibly approved proclamation to save our children. Those are County Courthouse Day. That motion on that.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Offer, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Reverend Robert. Oh, the wrong one. That's the wrong one.
Good evening.
It reads, whereas Save Our Children, Children in Motion, Inc., Ordinance 2003, and since inception, has had hands-on experience working with over 8,000 youth. Whereas SOC is a community-based organization serving all youth throughout Jefferson County and the Golden Triangle, mentoring them to serve their community and promote high school standards in their life. And whereas SOC Children in Motion's goal is to reach children prior to their teenage years and help mold them to become valued contributors with a positive influence in their community. And whereas SOC is most concerned with fostering spiritual growth as a way to promote healing in the lives of at-risk youth, because without a relationship with God, at-risk youth do not have a chance to take control and make positive decisions about how they live. Whereas SOC Children in Motion, Inc. provides one-on-one training for parents to learn some parenting tools that will enable them to help their teen handle problems appropriately and on their own. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Commissioners Court of Jefferson County is hereby honor and commend Save Our Children, Children in Motion, Inc. for providing a forum for open discussion of all matters of public interest for the sake of all youth in our community. This day by the Jefferson County Commissioners Court, Governor Robert.
Thank you, Your Honor. First of all, let me introduce who I have with me. First, I have my vice president, Ms. Glenn Webb. I have Jerome McGuire, which is one of my super volunteers. And then I have a young lady right here that's in early college right now. And would you like to say something? She's in early college right now, and this is what I'm talking about right here. Taking people out of a comfort zone that they don't even be aware of, knowing they can do more. On Wednesday, we had over 400 kids here. The Sheriff's Department did an outstanding job at showing the kids, the older kids, certain criteria that can happen at the mall and abroad. And I really want to thank the Sheriff for just taking that time to do that. But to say the least, the Commissioner's Court have really been our backbone in doing this in O'Hare County Courthouse. If it wasn't for you guys, we couldn't have done it. So this is my 13th year and my 10th year partnering with you guys. And we would have been remiss not to show y'all our appreciation. So we got something for you guys as well. And I will read it, and after I read it, then we will hand it to you. That's okay. And the first one comes up is Commissioner Edgardo Africa. It says, in appreciation of your long-standing support of this SOC, Know Your County Courthouse program and the children of Jefferson County, without your commitment to increase our youth knowledge of what goes on in the courthouse, we could not show them why it is so important that the information at this courthouse be understood. We are grateful for a job well done. Thank you for your hard work and your passion for excellence. Signed this day, Vice President Glenn Webb, CEO founder, Reverend J.D. Roberts. And if we may.
Thank you.
Again, thank y'all for all y'all do and all y'all support, and continue to support because we got more coming.
Right. Thank you. All right, next with item number, the first thing I made is receive and file bid for an IFB tractor for Jefferson County Precinct Number 3 to repair to replace unrepairable equipment damaged by Hurricane Harvey. Item B is considered approved award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for term contract for inmate clothing and supplies of Jefferson County to Acting Supply Company Limited, Bob Barker Company, Carolina Textile, Torn Tech, Green Mountain Knittings, ICS Gel Supply Inc., and Victory Supply LLC, as shown on attachment A. Item C is to rescind the award of bid item 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 13. For a term contract for microfilm supplies to Jefferson County from Decision One Corp and the Windward Group LLC. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file contract renewal for a term contract for microfilm supplies to Jefferson County for a second 1-year renewal with Endicott Microfilm Inc. and Western Micrographic and Imaging System from July 15, 2019 through July 14, 2020. And reaward bid items 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, and 13 to Endicott Microfilm Inc. as shown on attachment B. Item B is considered to approve, execute, receive, and file contract extension for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County with DRC Emergency Services LLC for an additional 3 weeks to expire on August 7, 2019. Item F is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County. Item G is to consider approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 2 for professional services with Talumi Wong Engineers for material testing for Taxiway D Phase 4 reconstruction of Jack Brooks Regional Airport for concrete pouring density testing will increase the cost of these services by $718.88. bringing the total estimated cost from $34,819 to $35,537.88. And that's funded by Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 33 of budgeted funds. Item H is consider approve a third year renewal for agreement with Thomson Reuters, DBA Westlaw in Jefferson County for online access with 252nd District Court to begin on September 1st, 2019 and end on August 31st, 2020. And the total monthly cost is $104 for 2 years. And item I is consider approve disposal of surrendered license plates to be transported to a metal salvage company and they are sold for such prices as they command, with the funds being returned to the county outlined in the registration and title bulletin number 025-12. The motion on those items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Only question I have, Patrick, this is, I guess, the first time I've seen this, these license tags. Is that something we're doing just to make sure we put the record?
Apparently we have a surplus somewhere to get rid of these. I don't know.
Okay.
Kind of new to me too.
Yeah. Okay.
The fact is that's what's on.
Mm-hmm. And we just said that they're expired and by law we can dispose of and bring this money back to the county.
Okay.
Okay. And under item F to discuss approving the purchasing agent to enter the contract negotiations. Have we done request for proposals to
for the emergency disaster? Yes. And we will go in with the highest ranking.
How many responses have we got to that?
I think we had around 5.
And that's why we extended it, correct?
Yes, we had a little delay in getting paperwork back in. We finally got it all in the tally last week.
Gotcha. Very good. All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the county auditor? Item A is consider approved budget transfer from the service center for additional costs for tires in the amount of $5,000. Item B is consider approved budget transfer from the district clerk for the replacement of the time date stamp machine and purchase of shelving for the family law unit in the amount of $1,325. Item C is consider approved budget transfer from the JP Precinct 1 Place 2 for additional costs for travel in the amount of $1,100. Item D is consider approved budget amendment for County Court of Law number 3, additional cost for indigent defense in the amount of $18,000. Item E is consider approved budget transfer for Constable Precinct 6 for additional cost for clothing in the amount of $700. Item F is consider approved budget transfer for health and welfare for additional cost for burials. The amount of $49,700. G is consider approved budget transfer for veteran service for additional cost for travel in the amount of $470. And H is consider approved budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for services. And I add regular county bill check number 461225 through 461485. We have motion on those items under auditor.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. My only questions on item C on the budget transfer from JP Precinct 1 Place 2, $1,100. Are we going to run into a problem because we tried to make uniform all of our travel budgets with JPs and constables last year? Is this going to create any problem for us in this budget year?
We'll probably drop those budgets back down. I think this is one of the things the judge had asked for was get some updates from the legislative session and also for go to some mental health conferences as far as picking up some of that jail right now. That was
Judge's
here in case you have.
On item F on the additional burials, is that, are we short? How many barrels did that get us, or is this for an increase in cost?
Yeah, this is actually just a dump. Our cost, there is a proposal budget this is just on the actual number going up. And you do see two, those first two items, the first one is from Beaumont location, and the second one, $19,975, that is from the Port Arthur location. But yes, we are up in the number of burials.
Yes. Do you have that information, like, can you go back and look?
Okay,
thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is received, filed, executed, agreed, ordered. Approving allocating indebtedness and property from Beaumont ISD to Hardin Jefferson ISD. Item B is considered publicly approved and authorized county judge to execute demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur regarding an unsafe structure at 2906 13th Street in Port Arthur. Item D. The dog is considered properly accept delivery of a mobile metal. Do I need to put this on just next week? Or do you
No, we can do it now.
Considered properly accept delivery of a mobile medical vehicle for the Jefferson County Health Department, previously approved by the court, the Lone Star Specialty Vehicles, built and equipped mobile medical vehicle for Jefferson County Health Department, the grant from Director Relief to serve all the citizens of Jefferson County. Okay, do I have a motion on those items under County Commission?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Judge, I'd just like to compliment Commissioner Alford for pursuing this. He and his staff have worked a lot of hours in identifying and pursuing the acceptance of this grant request, which I understand has cost the county very little, if anything. And being a very nice motor coach that's equipped for, you know, certain medical services for our rural residents, my precinct as well as others will benefit from this. So thank you, Commissioner Alford, for taking care of it.
It's the court, though, because you got...
Well, I know, but I mean, you were kind of the lead person on it.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice for our community.
Can't cook a chicken until somebody catches it.
Got it, too, right?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I've had it unanimously. Under Crime Lab, item A is considered to approve resolution to approve the application for the Coverdell Forensic Sciences Improvement Grant Program available to the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office with no grant match in the 2020 project year. That's grant application number 3925401. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, we have two items. A, to execute receipt and file utility permit, Southern Broadband LLC for the placement of fiber internet cable at 13 Road Crossing in Grand Oak Estate, located in precinct number 4. Item B is consider and approve execute receipt and file provision for Jefferson County Flood Damage Prevention Order, which expands the definition of accessory structure and provides exception. Then motion on those items under engineering.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that just completes our regular agenda. And we will begin back into our budget hearing momentarily. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without taking action? We are adjourned. Thank you all so much for being here today.